Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. And we're talking about Chinese sauces today. Why?
Because they're so great. These
sauces
you can buy in jars that add so much flavoring. They're kind of like condiments.
We're not talking about sauces that you're going to make.
No, you buy them.
Sauces
they're ready made for you. They would take so much time for you to make on your own.
Sure.
I mean, Chinese chefs use them. Oyster sauce and soy sauce are probably the most familiar.
I used to buy oyster sauce all the time. I don't know why I quit doing it.
Maybe you don't cook Chinese?
I'm not cooking enough Chinese, I guess.
You don't have to cook Chinese to use soy sauce.
Actually, I was using oyster sauce in all kinds of things, to tell you the truth.
If you want some kind of salt.
I'll tell you, it's a good addition to even a chili.
Put a little splash of
oyster sauce in it. I looked up some of them, like doubanjiang. It's a chili bean sauce made with fermented broad beans. Also, soybeans, a little rice, a little salt, and various spices. When somebody says various spices, you don't know what
they are. You don't know what they are.
Could be anything. That sounds like it would be a good sauce. A classic one is that hoisin sauce.
Hoisin is sweet. It's also made from beans, and it is really, really excellent, especially with chicken.
Uh-huh.
The thing about these sauces, John, is they keep very well in the refrigerator. Soy sauce does not have to be refrigerated. But I refrigerate things like oyster sauce, hoisin sauce.
You do?
I don't know why, but I do. The jar says refrigerate after opening because they have to.
I ignore that because
one of my favorites
is... got enough vinegar in it. You know, what the heck?
And there's black bean sauce with garlic, and then there's chili paste with garlic. I use those all the time.
I think hoisin sauce, classically they say fennel has to be in it. You have to have fennel seeds to have hoisin sauce.
I don't taste it.
You don't?
No, I don't. I get a lovely, sweet, beany taste.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you used it? Have you used hoisin?
Hoisin, yeah, I have.
It's good for marinating. You know, if you have ribs, for example, you could mix hoisin with some water, for example, some wine, and then marinate ribs in it. You can barbecue those ribs later, and then you can reduce the sauce you have as a dipping sauce for the ribs. I like to use those sauces as an addition to the dish that I'm making at the very end. So let's say I've sautéed a bunch of vegetables and I have some meat that I've also stir-fried. And then I want to have something that brings them all together.
I see.
So I'll have a tablespoon or so of chili sauce with garlic and maybe a tablespoon of oyster sauce. This is a big mix, okay? Three different sauces, for example, with some water. Add a little bit of peanut oil, maybe a little bit of sesame oil, you know, the roasted sesame oil, and then a little bit of cornstarch. And then at the very end of the stir fry, where I have everything together, I add the sauce.
Uh-huh.
In 1 minute, tossing and stirring in my wok with a big ladle-like stirring implement, everything thickens together and you have this united dish.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing with stir fry.
You should be aware also with soy sauces, there's something called dark soy and light soy.
Sure.
And the light soy doesn't have sugar. The dark soy is more like a molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll want that extra sweetness.
How about plum sauce? Now, I love plum sauce.
And that is another sweet sauce that goes very well with duck
and with pork.
These sauces all keep. Remember, you can use them in other things. Chili paste with garlic will be excellent, say, with broccoli, for example. If you're having a salad or a side dish with broccoli, that's the thing you can do. So these sauces have many uses. They're not only for Asian cooking, but to add some kind of zip and pep to anything else that you might be cooking. And do think in terms of vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was thinking also of barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a number of barbecue sauces that are Chinese barbecue sauces. What was one that you used? Sriracha.
Yeah,
based on barbecue sauce, there's a satay peanut sauce.
Right.
You know? Those kind of barbecue sauces, that's something that you might want to think about when you're barbecuing just about anything, you know.
Poultry, pork.
I think it would be particularly good with poultry, don't you?
Chicken especially.
So that'd be pretty useful. Almost any of those sweet and sour sauces or soy sauces would be useful in that particular...
And you can take chicken parts, for example, and then make some kind of a sauce, say, with peanut and soy and black bean, for example. Coat the chicken with that. Chicken thighs are really good with that. And then put it in a 350 oven and let it cook for about 30 minutes, and you will have a delicious chicken dish.
And then come back next week for
the food guys.